With less than a month before midterm elections, the Supreme Court has blocked Wisconsin from enforcing a strict voter ID law. That's a state with a closely watched governor's race. And in Texas, a federal judge has struck down its voter ID law. We'll be following those stories and how they may impact midterm elections. But let's go now to this week's district profile. In Louisiana's 6th congressional district, a crowd of candidates is on the ballot to fill the seat of Congressman Bill Cassidy, who's running for Senate. Louisiana State House reporter Sue Lincoln joins us from WRKF in Baton Rouge. Sue, welcome.
Thank you very much, Sasha. Good to be with you.
And Sue, could you describe for us this district in terms of its geography and also its economics and politics?
This particular district includes the capital city, Baton Rouge, and it runs down to the Louisiana coastline, almost into Houma, part of Cajun country. It runs along the west side of the Mississippi River, so there's also a lot of sugar cane growing in the area. So we've got everything from the petrochemical industries here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana State University, and folks who come from the Cajun tradition.
And the reason there are so many candidates in this race is because Louisiana has what's known as a jungle primary. So for our listeners who don't know what that is, would you explain what a jungle primary is?
In a jungle primary, everybody who wants to run, no matter what party they belong to, is allowed to go ahead and qualify, and they all get on a single ballot. Unless one of those candidates gets 50% plus one of the vote, in which case they're declared the winner, then the top two vote-getters go on to a runoff election. There were 13 candidates this time. Two have dropped out, so we're down to 11 candidates now.
So we don't have time to go through all of them, but let's look at a handful, and in particular the three highest polling. One of them is the most noteworthy Democrat. This is former Louisiana governor and ex-convict Edwin Edwards. He recently held a press conference in which he tried to distance himself from President Obama, and he also poked fun at himself. Let's listen to that.
Look, I did not vote for Obama. Where I was at the time, there were no voting machines. But I would not have voted for Obamacare had I been in Washington.
Now, Sue, that reference to no voting machines was a reference to prison. Tell us about Edwin Edwards and why he landed there.
Edwin Edwards, after his fourth term as governor, was indicted on federal charges of bribery and corruption. He was ultimately found guilty. It involved the licensing for riverboat casinos. He was ultimately found guilty, and he served 7.5 years in the federal correctional institution in Oakdale, Louisiana.
And despite that history, he's a contender in this race?
He absolutely is. The thing with Edwin Edwards is he is always charming, and he's not nearly as brash as he used to be. He's a bit different and a rather thoughtful man, but then again, at the age of 87, and having spent over 7 years in prison, he's had some time to do some thinking.
Sure, that will temper a person. Tell us about some of the Republicans. One of the high-polling ones is State Senator Dan Clater, and we have a portion of an online video he did in which he explains why he is running.
For years, my family and I have run small businesses in Baton Rouge in South Louisiana. For small business people, it gets tougher every day because the federal government becomes more intrusive every minute. This is why I'm running for Congress.
Sue, what else should voters know about Dan Clater?
Well, Dan Clater is an attorney. He is what I would refer to, and many people refer to, as a moderate Republican. He's not extremely conservative. He's got an interesting sense of humor himself. He made a much-quoted statement about the way the state was financing some things during this last session. He referred to it as fairy dust and unicorns. And part of the reason I think that he is polling as well as he is, even though he's not as well known outside of Baton Rouge proper, it's because he is a middle-of-the-road candidate. He has been a state senator for a number of years. He's respected, and he's got the attorneys behind him because that's what he does.
Another Republican who's polling well in this race is a 28-year-old tech entrepreneur named Paul Dietzel. He recently spoke at the Red State Gathering in Dallas, the one in August, and he talked about all the inventions that come from the United States.
Personal computers, that was us. The airplane, American. Air conditioning, I know we're all thankful for that. American. And that is the America that we must resolve to retake.
Sue, that's a somewhat different message than we heard from Republican Dan Clater. What is Dietzel's overall message, would you say?
Dietzel is a Tea Party type candidate. He's extremely conservative. He wants to limit government. He also wants to utilize in the best way possible the technology that we have. He's been running a lot and talking a lot at the various events here about the possibility of internet warfare and having grids go down. His real name is Stephen Paul Dietzel. He had it changed legally to kind of capitalize on his grandfather's fame. His grandfather was a quarterback at Louisiana State University and was also the coach of the LSU football team when they won their first national championship in 1959. His grandfather has passed away now. But he is kind of trading on that name recognition. And he's getting a lot of interest, but he is very, very young. I believe I saw something that said he was the youngest candidate running for Congress anywhere in the U.S. this time.
Sue, it's a big pool of candidates, as we mentioned, but do you think there are any others you have to mention for us to understand the lay of the land there?
The other two candidates that are important are Garrett Graves, a Republican, who is Governor Bobby Jindal's former coastal guru. He's got the most money in the race. He's backed by the Koch brothers. In addition, you have State Representative Lenar Whitney, who is a dance instructor when she's not in the legislature. And she has been called and has now embraced the idea of being the Sarah Palin of the South. She is a climate change denier, among other things. So we've got quite a few characters in this particular race, but there's very little chance that any one of the 11 candidates can marshal enough votes to actually win outright here on November 4th. It'll be December 6th before we have an answer.
Sue Lincoln is the Louisiana Statehouse reporter for WRKF in Baton Rouge. Sue, thanks very much.
You're very welcome, Sasha.